He was destined for greatness.
He was this incredible young talent who we started hearing about when he was in eighth grade.
But as his legend grew, the man remained an enigma.
He's one of the most misunderstood people ever in sports.
HBO Sports presents a definitive look on and off the court at an American sports icon.
When you think about what he's meant to the NBA, it's off the charts.
Kareem, Minority of One. Tonight at 10 Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Kareem, Minority of One, the much-anticipated documentary about Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which reveals the complexity and genius of the NBA's all-time leading scorer, both on and off the court. This exclusive HBO presentation marks the first time since retiring as an active player that Jabbar has participated in a documentary telling his life story. Don't miss Kareem, Minority of One, tonight at 9 Central, only on HBO.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Tonight,
this is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Bears and Chargers this coming Monday night in San Diego. Both teams just two wins on the season each. Sam Acho knows at least one thing he can improve on before Monday's game.
For me, I know I got to do better as far as play action, pass conversion, which is obviously, you know, if they're faking the run, I got to get my eyes better personally.
Acho met the media today at Halas Hall. The Chargers haven't won since October 4th. and they'll be without their leading receiver Keenan Allen as today. Allen placed on season-ending injured reserve due to a lacerated kidney. Joining him, Brendan Oliver, running back for the Chargers, and linebacker Torrick Williams. They're also sent to injured reserve by the Chargers today. Bulls 3-1 on the year. They go for win number 4 on the season tonight in Charlotte. Hornets looking for their first win of this campaign. They're 0-3, 6 o'clock tip time in that one. Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, the Buffalo News reporting that Patrick Kane's accuser no longer cooperating in the rape investigation. NFL today, Ken Wisenhunt fired by the Titans. He went 3-20 in a year and a half as the Titans head coach. Running back Joseph Randall released by the Cowboys, and the trade deadline comes and goes. No deals made today. Browns expected to start Johnny Manziel against Cincinnati on Thursday night. Major League Baseball news today. Dusty Baker agrees to be the manager of the Nationals. The Brewers exercised their $8 million option on first baseman Adam Lind, and Terry Collins said to be getting a 2-year extension from the Mets after leading them to the National League pennant. College football, NIU hosts Toledo tonight, and the first college football playoff rankings for 2015 will be released this evening. The scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now, and Prairie Organic Vodka in the Score invite you to watch the Monday game with former Chicago football linebacker Hunter Hillenmeyer on November 9th at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contests. It's Toasting with the Top, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted, made with respect from seed to glass. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boars and Bernstein.
Goodbye, Chicago!
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 404, Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We go back to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Former Cub Glendon Rush is on Twitter for you at Glendon Rush. And he is most recently, I want to make sure I got this right, the pitching coach for the San Diego Padres California League High A affiliate Lake Elsinore Storm. Do I have that right, Glendon?
That is correct. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I was in the Cal League for the Padres last year. That was my first year coaching.
So what about this year? Are you back there, or are you moving to a different spot in the organization?
As of now, it's probably like 90% I'll be back there again, which is great. It's not too far from my home. I live about 5 minutes from the Rose Bowl in a little city called La Cañada next to Pasadena. So the Cal League's a good league for me to be in, be close to home with the family and the kids.
And I saw the tweet right here and congratulating Dusty Baker at DBaker_12 on being the Nationals' new manager. And your line here, best in the business. You believe that?
I do. I think, Dusty and I have a great relationship. We've stayed in touch. In fact, I spoke with him last night. When I kind of heard the news that was coming across, and he's a tremendous baseball man, motivator. He's everything that you would look for in a great manager and a winning manager. And the Nats got a good one.
Here's what I wanted to ask you, because we maybe both ways in this. How do you win a clear a lot, Glendon, about a manager's won the clubhouse? How does a manager win the clubhouse?
I think you've got to have a kind of a combination of you wear all a bunch of different hats as a manager. You know, you're a disciplinarian, you're a leader, you're a friend, and the guys that can kind of do all those things and control the thermostat in the clubhouse is the kind of the phrase I've used a lot is those are the guys that teams come together and they win. You saw kind of the way that the Royals have rallied around Ned Yost. I had Ned as manager his first year, actually, as a manager in Milwaukee. You see kind of that atmosphere and the dynamic that they had as a team in Kansas City, and those are the types of guys that teams really rally around and they play hard for, and that's just what it's all about.
There were guys on this Cubs team and some of your Cubs teams, and maybe it's coincidental, maybe it's causal, I don't know, But one of the things that Dusty always did was his motivational tactic for a while was confrontational. It was a little bit of, you know, the only people in this room who believe in what we're doing are the people in this room, et cetera. And there was all the issues that occurred with Steve Stone that near the end of that I thought were unbecoming of some players and the way that they behaved that he fomented. And some guys, you know, LaTroy Hawkins and others who they're, you know, baseball people like, but I just struggled with it. I always wondered that why was it in a Dusty Baker clubhouse there ended up being so many guys that I had trouble liking?
I think the culture that he tries to put together is one of, you know, unity within that clubhouse and helps to try to eliminate some of the negative stuff that goes on outside of it, whether it be with the media, whether it be with fans, everything else. And, you know, if certain guys take that to, you know, to heart too far and it becomes a negative atmosphere for them and the way they handle the media and everybody else, then it can be a bad thing. But I totally understand what you're saying. I think that's his way of saying, hey, man, this is our, you know, 25 guys plus, you know, our coaching staff, training staff, et cetera, and we're all in this together, and you got to be unified and have each other's backs no matter what happens.
I think the other thing, the other part of the question, Glendon, then would be, how does a manager, and I don't know if you've been around any, that loses a clubhouse, because you hear that as well. Well, you know what? That guy's lost the clubhouse. This isn't going to work. How do you do that as a manager? How do you get to a point where you, whatever you've done, everybody is done with you?
You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me was the Mets team that I was on that went to the World Series. We had Bobby Valentine, and you know, later on years down the road, you kind of look back and you would say it was kind of half the guys really liked Bobby and half the guys didn't care for him as much. And I don't think that ever took away from what we did together as a team. And if anything, it motivated everyone to play hard. And, you know, he's such a smart baseball man that maybe his personality didn't mesh with some other guys, but some guys it did. So, you know, if you get a guy that, you know, I think some of the hardest situations that occur now is for a brand new manager, you know, like a Mike Redmond or some of these guys that have, mm-hmm, taking on a team, that you end up going into a situation where, you know, you're not really ready to compete as an organization at that time. So it's almost like a lose-lose situation. I always feel bad for the guys that get their first time as a major league manager and they have to go into a team that's, they're struggling to finish 500 or not compete in their division. That's a tough situation to be in.
It would be naive to think that people are completely static and that the way Dusty managed the Cubs or the Giants or the Reds is necessarily predictive of what he's going to do with the Nationals. But he made himself a reputation as a guy who was rankled by the reliance on modern statistics. And I don't know if that's because he felt it empowered people to question his methods or if it just made him uncomfortable to have sort of objective standards for what used to be an inherent trust in what a manager did. But either way, there was a lot of questions saying, hey, you know, this really isn't what you're supposed to be doing here. I'm wondering if, do you think that he is flexible enough to understand that the game has changed, to understand the applicability in real time to inform the best decisions of managers now more so than ever? Is that something that you think he can come to understand, or maybe in talking to him that you feel that he has grudgingly understood?
I definitely think he's going to be flexible. He's 65 now. He's been doing this forever. He's going to come back, and I'm sure he's going to have a staff around him that's going to have probably a combo of some of the newer age coaching methods, and he's going to have the veteran guys. And I think that, you know, in this day and age, the way it's, you know, last year was my first year back in the game in 5 years, and things have changed in 5 years since I finished playing. And, you know, I think that if you're not willing to adapt and kind of be flexible on the way you coach and the way you go about your business and this, and the way the game is now with the younger players and everything else, I think you'll miss the boat. And I don't think Dusty would be doing this unless he thought he could do it.
All right, so let me ask you now as a pitching coach and not necessarily just as a former Dusty Baker player. When we look at pitcher abuse points, when that was, you know, popular back in the early 2000s, and Fangraph did a nice job charting under on Dusty Baker managed teams, the number of 120 plus pitch starts and how he has not pushed pitchers like he used to. You see it at the high A level, and I'm sure the Padres have some sort of organizational edict as to pitch count loads. What, to the best of your knowledge, is there a better way? Do you think teams have found ways to be smarter about making pitchers less likely to wear down or get hurt?
I think they've been, tremendously smart about it. I think, you know, we're a pretty young organization with the Padres, and I'm not sure if you guys know, but Mark Pryor is our pitching coordinator, so Mark and I work closely together. So, you know, I think, you know, and he's a perfect example of a guy that, you know, had some rough injuries over time that weren't his fault, but who knows whether they, you know, came when he was young or whether he was in college or whether, you know, during his time with the Cubs. I mean, you never really know. I think it's a crapshoot. I mean, I pitched for 17 years and I never had a surgery on my arm. So I think the way things are done now, I think the organizations and the teams have done a really good job of managing the use, especially at the minor league levels. But also to the point, to the strength that we've done with the Padres last year is pushing guys too as starters to get them to 100 pitches, get them to 7 innings, not where they're just walking out on the mound thinking, oh, I only have to go 5 today, you know?
I agree with that. I certainly agree with that. Yeah, Mark Pryor was one of the guys. I guess, you know, Glenn, it's difficult for a guy to lose that reputation about doing that to pitchers, because I know Mark Pryor threw a lot in 2003, a lot of 120-plus pitch starts. I think there were 4 or 5 of them at least. We went over the numbers a long time ago talking about something. But, you know, I don't know if you know, that did it or something. Who knows? I mean, you can look at it and say, okay, you're going to have this reputation for the rest of your life, because for the love of God, that's a long time ago. Yet you sort of, you know, some people still sort of mention that, looking, yeah, he's killed pitchers. And you don't, I mean, I don't know if you're sure of that or you're just guessing or if it's even fair.
And I'd wonder if Mark even thinks it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't think it's a fair evaluation. I think that kind of stuff happens every year with all 30 teams, and I don't think, you know, there may be some guys that push on their bullpen a little harder than others, you know, and let their starters push it. But you know dang well, as you guys saw in the World Series, those guys don't want to come out of the game. Matt Harvey didn't want to come out of the game.
No.
You know, Max Scherzer doesn't want to come out of the game when you go out and take the ball from him. So, you know, those guys want to be out there making every quality pitch they can late in the game too. So they don't care if they throw 120 pitches. They want to throw a shutout. And I think most, probably 99% of the guys you ask in the big leagues are going to tell you the same thing.
Exactly why I think it's a really smart manager or pitching coach's job to manage that professional instinct. Because I get it. I get the competitor's instinct. I get the heart over the head. But especially when you're looking at the multi-million dollar commitments to these fragile ligaments and labrums, that sometimes that is exactly what the grown-up has to do there, is say, thank you for wanting the ball. Give me the ball.
There's no doubt about it. I think back to, you know, when Maddox was with us with the Cubs, he was one of the only guys I've ever seen, maybe the only guy I've ever seen, who would literally look in the dugout and tell Dusty that he was done. You know, and it might be 5 2/3, or it might be 6 1/3, but he knew himself, and he had that communication with the manager that, like, hey, man, I'm done. Get me out of here before, you know, it gets bad for the rest of the team. And obviously that was towards the tail end of his career, and his stuff wasn't quite what it was a little bit earlier, but still, that's impressive to be able to have that, you know, trait where you can actually just say, hey, I'm done. Get me out.
Glenn, we really appreciate you jumping on with us today, and it certainly is, just listen to your voice, it certainly sounds like the coaching thing agrees with you. That sounds like you're all set.
No doubt. No, I had an absolute blast doing it. You know, I'd love to get an opportunity to continue to move up as a coach and hopefully be a major league pitching coach or a bullpen coach someday would be my ultimate goal.
I tell you this, watching, for me, you mentioned late career Maddox, one of my absolute favorite pitchers to watch, more so at that point in his career when he didn't have the stuff. What he was doing was remarkable. With any other guy, any other brain attached to that body would have gotten shelled.
But the stuff he did pitching to conditions, that when he had that extra movement on that off-the-body sinker that he was throwing, that almost like a screwball into lefties. Wait, if you really wanted to sit and watch a guy pitch and try to figure out what he was doing, I loved late-career Maddux.
Oh, there's no doubt. I feel completely blessed to have, you know, been teammates with him there for 3 years and part of a year in San Diego also. And you know, I learned a lot from him. We still keep in good contact today, and that was a pleasure.
What's his handicap at the moment, you know?
I think he's like probably about a 4. He's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
He loves it too.
Well, he said that's what he was going to do, so that's I imagine that's what he's doing.
And he loves it. All right, Glenda, we appreciate it, my friend, and hopefully we will catch up with you again. You should move up the ladder. I'll make a call.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Glenda. That is Glendon Rush, a pitching coach within the San Diego Padres organization. Last year with the Lake Elsinore Storm, former Cub, former Met, former a lot of things, but had 17 years.
There you have it.
He pitched 17 damn years.
He's 17 years and never had an arm injury.
Zach Zaidman next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS.
CBS Wednesdays. Find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Love wine but feel clueless in the wine aisle? Club W personalizes wine to your palate and delivers it directly to your doorstep, all at a fantastic price. Right now, Club W is offering 50% off your first month's order at clubw.com/radio. Stop wasting time and money and start drinking wine you know you'll love. Visit clubw.com/radio for 50% off your first month's order today. 50% off is an instant rebate credit. Maximum credit of $20. Must be 21 or older. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaveman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
By the way, I know you guys are connoisseurs of the barbecue.
I'm really not, actually.
I'll have to take the word for that. Mr. Sourpuss.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Down here with Kai Long.
We're a team, Zach, and we got a team of guys. Where if one guy's down, we got another guy. Is a part of the team ready to step up.
Zach Zaveman.
You knew Martellus Bennett was ready for this game. Right before he took the field, he caught a bee with his bare hand, crushed it, and one of the coaches goes, you'll catch anything today.
Zach Zaveman with Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 425 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Our guy is here.
Here he is. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. On Twitter, he is at Zach Zaveman, and he is covering the Bears to tell us what's going on, what's happening.
Remember when you were watching Hard Knocks during the summer and Bill O'Brien, the Texans head coach,
yeah,
had one episode where he was talking to his players in the big meeting room about the kind of answers he wanted them to give the media?
Correct.
Which is basically, yep. I think every team does that, including the Bears. And the proof is what we heard today. We got an opportunity to speak to both Kai Long and Sam Acho, and the messages are the same, including that old line by Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. Listen to both Kai Long and Sam Acho.
Well, we're 2-5. We have an opportunity to be 11-5, and we have an opportunity to be, 2-14, or 15, 13.
Sounds like me.
We have an opportunity to be 11-5, so that's where we're at right now. We got a big one Monday night. I'm really excited to see how this team responds to playing under the lights in front of the national, international stage. All of our colleagues will be watching. Pretty special thing in the NFL to play on Monday night and get to do it in San Diego, which would be beautiful. So excited about it.
You know, it's tough sometimes sitting at 2-5, and you might get lost thinking, okay, well, the season is gone. But in all reality, we are two plays away from being 4-3. And right now, 4-3 in the NFC is you're sitting pretty. Even at our record right now, 2-5, we're fine. I mean, there's I believe one undefeated team still left in the NFC. There's a long way to go. We're not even halfway done with the season. There's a long way to go.
Unfortunately, that's the loser's lament. If they were 4-3, they'd be right in the thick of it because they would have had a division win. They would have finally snapped that losing streak against NFC teams. That's the problem that they face right now. And I went through the numbers yesterday, guys. No team that has ever started 2-6, and that's why this is a big game. No team that has ever started 2-6 has ever made the playoffs since the NFL moved to this current playoff format, which began in 1990. But 4-3, the way the NFC has played out, at least you would have been playing what I believe is meaningful football over the final stretch of the season, and then you never know what happens. But clearly, these two losses were killers because both divisional games and just the way, I mean, these are demoralizing losses.
Yeah, I think
because,
that, you know, Zach, we mentioned this the other day, the takeaway is, you know, the Vikings just aren't that damn good. It's not like you say, oh my God, and sure, there should be a big difference. They've got a lot of young picks. They've got a lot of stuff, but really, how much better are they than the Bears when you really break it down? There's one or two plays there, and I know that's a loser's lament as well, but they're not very impressive, I guess, for a team that everybody kind of figures this was their year.
Yeah, but that's all it takes is to be able to if you do the right thing on those two, three, I say there are about five plays a game that you have to make because there's so much parity in the league outside of the Patriots and really that's it because I think but you know what I mean. If you make those five plays and you don't know when they're going to come, sometimes they happen late in the game, sometimes they happen in the first half.
But they happen,
and you have to make them. And you know when and
they don't
when you're watching a game.
And they don't.
Yeah, they don't make them.
The thing that's been
bad.
The thing that's been demoralized. They're better than they were last year. See, so now they fight, but they don't know how to.
It's just a more frustrating way to get to the same spot.
But you have to go through that in order to get better, I believe.
I don't know. I don't know metrically if you do or not. I mean, I'm sure we either know that or we don't. It's possible you don't have to go through that.
Well, remember what I was saying about Acho and Long and the message that was probably stated to the players in the meeting room earlier today?
Yeah.
They believe that it's true.
It's encouraging because we realize that we're not far, we're close. And we watched the film, we realized we're getting better offensively, defensively, special teams. Each phase, we're improving. And that's the encouraging part as a player, as a staff, as a team. We know that we're close to where we want to be.
I know you guys are sick of hearing this, but we are very close on a lot of these plays to having home run plays and being able to stack those explosive runs together, which will be very good for our offense.
We'll see if they can get that in San Diego. I think that's realistic just based on the way that the Chargers have played defensively this season.
All right, let's wrap you around an update here.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Bulls are 3-1 on the season. They go for win number 4 on the year tonight in Charlotte. 6 o'clock tip against the Hornets, who are looking for their first win. They're 0-3. Bears and Chargers coming this Monday night in San Diego. Chargers haven't won since October 4th when they hosted Cleveland, and they'll be without their leading receiver, Keenan Allen, as Allen today placed on season-ending IR due to a lacerated kidney. Running back Brandon Oliver and linebacker Torrick Williams also sent to the IR by the Chargers today. Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, the Buffalo News reporting that Patrick Kane's accuser no longer cooperating in the rape investigation. NFL news today. Ken Wisenhunt fired by the Titans. He went 3-20 in a year and a half as Tennessee's head coach. Running back Joseph Randle released by the Cowboys. The Browns expected to start Johnny Manziel against Cincinnati on Thursday night. And the trade deadline came and went at 3 p.m. And just like most NFL trade deadlines, nothing gets done today. Major League Baseball news. Dusty Baker agrees to be the manager of the Nationals. The Brewers have exercised their $8 million option on first baseman Adam Lind. And Terry Collins gets a 2-year extension from the Mets after leading them to the National League pennant. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And Bears Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach, I'm going to give you the advantage of a 2-5 record. This is the silver lining of the Bears being 2-5. the Matt Forte injury doesn't mean anything. It's no big deal. And one could argue the insertion of Jeremy Langford could accelerate the Bears rebuilding because Forte is not likely to re-sign anyway. Why not give him a starter's workload? Why not work him over with some three-down stuff, some pass protections, have him run some routes, and get into this thing? So wouldn't it be better to have a little bit a bigger sample of information knowing about the position going into next year? What's the downside?
I think that there is no downside right now. I think Jeremy Langford is going to be a guy who gets the opportunity to start this week against the Chargers, a team that's allowing 5 yards a pop on the ground to opposing running backs. So there's an opportunity for Langford to have some success in his first start as a Bear. It's something that Kyle Long talked about today.
Jeremy Langford isn't a guy who does not have a track record of running the ball well. He's a guy who's had a lot of success in his career collegiately, and I don't see why it shouldn't be able to translate into the NFL level.
He produced in college, closed his career at Michigan State, guys, by rushing for 100-plus yards in 16 consecutive Big Ten games. They call that an FBS conference record. And while most people remember the drop that he had on that critical play late in the game, keep in mind that in college he had 39 receptions for 219 yards, nearly 6 yards per catch. So this is something that he's done, and he should be able to fit in here. What I find interesting is, who's the next man up? Because you're going to have to spell Langford at times during that game, or should he get hurt? Who is the next guy up? Is this going to be an opportunity for Kadeem Carey to finally be active?
He's still on the team?
He is still on the team, and he's been healthy, inactive in most games this year. And it's clear that they obviously don't think that he can be a factor on special teams, which is the reason that he's not been active. Langford's the primary backup to Forte, and they had Jaquiz Rogers, who excelled on special teams before he ended up on injured reserve. But when he got hurt, they signed Antone Smith off the street because they felt he could be a better player on special teams than Carey. So this is really his last opportunity, and now there are those reports that the Bears are looking into the possibility of perhaps signing Monty Ball. So if that happens, I mean, you'd have to think that Kadeem Carey's career with the Bears would likely be over. If they do sign somebody
else. There. They mentioned him the other day that he was, Zach, let me ask a question. It's got nothing to do with anything as we head into the Chargers Monday night game, but we'll have a lot of visits before then. There's been a lot of push with some guys writing that covered the team to re-sign Forte. Do you get any sense at all what the Bears want to do?
It's tough because we don't know what Ryan Pace is thinking. We don't know. We know that from what the coaches are saying, they love Matt Forte.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
Gase has talked about how in his NFL career, he's never had a running back that is as multifaceted and has the kind of ability that Forte has, both as a runner, as a pass catcher, as a blocker, as a home run threat. You know, he's never had that opportunity. And you can see it's not just words, because they have a very difficult time taking him off the field. It took an injury to get him off the field. Langford wasn't getting a lot of reps because Forte is such a valuable player to what they like to do. So I think from that standpoint, if the coaching staff knocks on the door, I don't think he's going to get anywhere near the kind of money he's making right now from another team. But all it takes is that one team to give him more money than the Bears are thinking. So that's one of the big questions heading into the offseason.
All right, Zach, we got Pete Futek coming up in just a couple minutes, so let's bring it right to Nuggets and Tidbits before we get out of here.
Okay, you heard Kyle Long talk about being excited about that Monday night game in San Diego. Bears are 28-36 all-time on Monday Night Football, including 13-24 on the road, 0-2 in San Diego on Monday night. But if you're looking for perspective, the Bears are undefeated when it comes to playing AFC teams this year.
Wow. All right, my friend, we will visit with you tomorrow.
See you guys.
That's Zach Zaidman, Pete Futek next. A lot of stuff to talk about with Pete. Just keep it here. You got the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different.
and our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. Play whenever you want, wherever you want on the DraftKings app and in a variety of contests, too. Do what I do. Take that lineup of yours, unbeatable lineup of yours, and enter it in multiple contests. It allows you to really maximize that winning potential. Or why don't you challenge your buddies in a custom league or even join an existing league and turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime? Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next. I like to follow at DraftKings on Twitter. They've got cool stuff over there, podcasts, blogs, stats, and all the tools you need to draft that perfect lineup. Plus, I was able to follow along with the Millionaire Maker event last night during the game. Congrats to DraftKings user G-Val Style. He can now call himself a millionaire thanks to 50 points from Breezus. Drafted at only 3% of leagues, by the way. Also had 42 points from Odell Beckham Jr. These type of moves aren't going to rewrite the rules to fantasy football, but if you made those moves or moves like that, they could make you a millionaire if you sign up and play this weekend at DraftKings.com, because this isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. That's where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusima of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-400-8938. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-400-8938. 1-800-400-8.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glor.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
After replay review, there was never a knee down. Correction. The play is still under review. Replay, we'll still look at it.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
Bad snap. Foul. Oh. Scooped up. Here come the Spartans down the sideline. Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again. The Spartans win again.
George, what a call.
I don't know what to say.
I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
High aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And we enter into the wacky world of Pete Futek.
Is there any other kind?
There's no other kind.
At Pete Futek on Twitter, on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find out the 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Your Huskers suck. They're just bad. There's no two ways around it. They're just awful.
How are my Husker? How am I labeled Husker Boy?
Because you're every
yes,
week.
Yes, you are Husker Boy.
They're better than their record, and they're a tough team, and they're a couple of plays.
They gave up 55.
Michigan State this week. It's just bad, and the weird part about it is like I started getting on this Twitter rant as they were losing that like how can Mike Riley, the dude's 84 years old already, he's not exactly the coach you want to build around, with coaches being fired left and right, how can you keep him as your head coach? And I got just hammered by all these Nebraska fans like, oh, he's our guy, how dare we want to keep him? Like, you really want to keep this guy? You're really fighting for Mike Riley at this point when you're 2-5. Okay.
That's
my wacky world I live in.
That is the wacky world, but the Miami and Duke thing was the wackiest world of all.
Yeah,
and you wrote about that.
Did you read Dan Wetzel's counterpoint to your point about what to do at the end of that game?
I say this with all due respect because of who he is. He's a phenomenal writer and phenomenal reporter. That is the dumbest article by a top-shelf sports writer I can ever... It's assuming a slippery slope that just isn't there. Like, oh, well, if we do something with this, that means we have to reverse everything. We have to look at... No. It's the whole article is based on a faulty assumption that you are going to just go back on and look at every replay call ever. The main point by the about about the Duke-Miami end is that knee down, game over. Now, I think the fail-safe in the whole replay system is that once the next play happens, we move on with our lives. The next play then means that, okay, that last play's over. If it was missed, you blew it, whatever. All right, next play, you've moved on from that. If it's the last play of a game, and I'm not assuming any of the blocks in the back or players running on the field or anything like that, that forget about that. That's irrelevant in this case. Knee down, game over. So if the whole idea behind replay, and everyone says the same thing, oh, as long as they get it right, it doesn't matter how long it takes, let's just get to the truth, let's get it right. Why does time on this matter, whether it's 3 seconds or in this case 9 minutes or maybe 5 days later? Now, to me, if up to me, the statute of limitations are by the next time Miami or Duke kicks the ball off for a next game, all right, it's over. At that point, that's it. You're on with the next game. But until then, the idea of time, like when is that one single play? Is it when the official says game over? Is that it? But then the ACC comes back and is like, nah, not really. The ACC really messed this up. They should have just, if they had just not said anything, they kind of would have gotten hammered maybe for a day or so, and this all would have been blown over. But they just threw their officials under the bus and were like, yeah, they got this call wrong. They got this call wrong. They got this call wrong. And now it's like, if you're Duke, you're like, yeah, then we won then, according to you guys.
Right. And a conference says you can't do
right,
that.
Right, but you wouldn't prefer that they clam up, though. I mean, everybody always says transparency is better, so, you know, most...
Well, then do so. Well, if they say, well, according to our rules, you know, we can't do it. Yeah, you can. You just say... You
change the rule.
Change it. You just say, you won. You Duke. The guy was knee was down. Therefore, you know, we're now doing replay, and it's not 9 minutes after the game. It's now 3 days after the game, and our replay says his knee was down. Therefore, the game should have been over on that particular play. That doesn't mean you go back and revisit the Stanford Cal 82 ban play, or you know.
But that's the Wetzel argument. The Wetzel argument is once you do that, no, then.
But it's faulty because, one, there wasn't replay back then, obviously, but also then they actually played a next game. So, again, to me, the statute of limitations is the next time the ball is kicked off, next time Duke or Miami kicks the ball off, well, that's it. They've moved on with their lives. But until then, I almost say that replay kind of keeps going. And in this case, you know, where, you know, then you should be able to overturn this. Now, the other key part of this, too, is that fortunately we have a playoff committee which is supposed to fine-tooth everything and use their brains. And if you're Duke, you know what? Win out, and then it's still there for you because they can still they still control their own destiny in the Coastal Division and the ACC title. If they win their next, what is it, three games or so and then beat Clemson or Florida State, they win the ACC championship. And then if they're 11-2 and they beat, let's say, an unbeaten Clemson, and a committee's looking at their body of work and they're like, you know what, that's not really a loss. We're not going to penalize you for that.
Yeah, I'm with you because, you know, replay changes everything. And it, yep. Pete, I don't know how you can look at that for 9 minutes and not come up with the right decision.
To backtrack what I just said, the only explanation I will have for that is I can sort of understand the idea if the replay official, if you look at the play, the official's right there. The official's in an absolute perfect position.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's standing right next to Mark Walton, and he's seeing ball go down as he's flipping it. So maybe it's because there's just a little bit of a gray area. Maybe the replay official, to be fair to him, is saying, you know what, the official's in a perfect position, and it's not quite obvious, therefore we're going to let that part of it go.
What else happened that mattered over this last college football weekend?
Oh, nothing in any significance. No. You do have the Notre Dame win over Temple, which, you know, it showed that the American Athletic Conference, it really is that strong. And now, you know, going forward, it's going to be fun to see what happens tonight. And I'm doing the playoff show here on Campus Insiders at 7 o'clock, where we interview Jeff Long, the head of the playoff committee, and we go into all in depth about all this fun stuff. And so now looking forward, the big question mark, when you see that the Temple could actually play, it wasn't like, you know, they just got steamrolled over by Big Bad.
No, they can play. Yep.
They can play, and if you look at the rest of the American Athletic Conference, they've got a better body of work than the Big Ten does. I mean, look at their non-conference. Basically, Notre Dame handed Navy its only loss and handed Temple its only loss. You have the Memphis win over Ole Miss, which is the real gatekeeper here, because that gives Memphis two games up on Ole Miss, and Ole Miss is the team that beat the best team in college football. So that kind of gives American Athletic some street cred there. And then you've got other nice wins over Miami and Louisville and Virginia Tech that's pretty good. So the American Athletic Conference, all of a sudden, if you look at what the rankings are going to be tonight after that Temple performance, it wasn't that bad. They're going to be in the discussion here as this thing goes on.
Would you be shocked at the end, though, and say it just as we fast forward ahead and Clemson somehow makes the Final Four, would you be shocked if Clemson won it all?
Yes, I don't believe in them. Just like I made Michigan State a Rose Bowl winner by picking them like for four straight years, I'm making Clemson lose by continually picking them.
Right.
They'll lose. I picked them to lose to NC State last week. I'm going to pick them to lose Florida State this week. They're going to win that game, and then I'm going to pick them to lose again. I'm going to keep picking them. So they're pretty good. It's a pretty good team. But this year, of all years, you just don't have that absolute sure thing team, because the sure thing teams like Ohio State and Michigan State and Alabama are all looking a little bit flaky. So, you know, there isn't really that, you know, that those teams out there you can absolutely say for sure that's the team that's absolutely going to do it, except for, I think, Alabama over the course of the next few weeks. But, again, they lost.
I'm struggling to keep up with all of the Division I coaching openings. Hell, we got a ton of NFL openings, a ton of college openings. Now Norm Chow is out. Frank Beamer is stepping down. And this could be – can you remember a time where we had this kind of incipient coaching carousel chaos?
In the middle of the season, too. It happens at the end of the year, but nothing like right now, because it doesn't really normally make any sense, because you only have a few weeks left of the season. So it doesn't really, it's not really an advantage in any way to fire your coach now, because until you get a new coach in, it doesn't help you in recruiting. It doesn't really help in any way, shape, or form other than just to, like, give maybe, unless you have an interim head coach or an assistant you want to give a look-see to. Like Minnesota at this point, obviously a different, completely different situation, but now they get a long look at Tracy Clays. You know, now you do get some of these coaches like at USC and at South Carolina and some other spots. You get to see what these guys can do a little bit, just to see if they might be able to handle the work and see what they can do. But no, I can never remember anything like this. And it's going to be a crazy and wacky off season. And I'm not exactly sure where any of these, everyone can, oh, so who are the top coaching, you know, chances? Who are the guys for this job or this job? I have no clue, because you don't know what else is going to open up, because there are still, beyond this, still about 5 to 10 other jobs that are probably going to be open this time, considering what happens when guys move up to the NFL or want to move back or have other firings. It's going to be a crazy off season.
You know, as we let you go, Pete, that Norm Chow thing, it's funny because people don't really think much of that school, and they had some wacky years where they were piling up a lot of yards under June Jones, and they were doing the odd Tommy Chong, I think it was.
Chang. Tommy Chong is from Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. So,
Timmy Chang, right?
I don't know. He was one of them. He was Timmy Chong.
Tommy
he was Chong. Timmy Chang.
What's the play, man?
It is real. Well, that's what I was thinking. It's funny how much that means to them. You know what I mean? You look at Hawaii, and nobody thinks of Hawaii because it's so damn far away, but how much that football means to them, and to have that idiot coaching them was actually an insult. They were so bad.
He's a good dude. I mean, Norm Chow's a great guy, but the problem is he kind of lived off of what he did 10 years ago. I mean,
you look at
his body of work and resume in terms of, you know, guys he coached from Phil Rivers at NC State. You're really going, you know, way back to, you know, guys like Steve Young and others who, you know, it's just an unbelievable resume of great quarterbacks he coached up. But stunk it up as the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, stunk at UCLA as an offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's generally acknowledged as a guru and a brilliant mind, but like you said, I mean, he seemed like he would have been a right fit for that program,
yep,
considering all the yards they put up. Just didn't work out there. People think like, oh, Hawaii, wow, but their facilities are, you know, high school level. It's a different sort of program, and that they still have football itself is just sort of magical, because they don't have any money for it.
Timmy Chang is currently the offensive coordinator of Jackson State University. I didn't know he played for.
I was close.
Three different NFL teams and a World League.
Yeah, he was around.
Yeah, and then a couple Canadian teams.
Yeah, and was around for like 14 years, because he got all these different hardships and different things. So he set what looked at the time to be an unattainable record just because he played for so long. But yeah, those are some fun Hawaii teams.
I was close.
I'll settle for close.
That's
awesome.
All right. All right, wacky Pete.
27 toss trap. You're something, man.
Pete, we love you, my friend.
Thank you, Pete.
Hang loose, guys.
We'll see you.
That's Pete Futek, Hub Arkish. Next, Talking Bears quarterback Tommy Chong. Timmy Chang.
Leader of men.
Tommy Chong, big deal. He got the score.
Hey, Bears fans. Our team of Bears experts leads the way when it comes to inside Bears information. Olin Krug, James Big Cat Williams. Williams,
Tom Thayer,
Patrick Manley,
Markish,
Dave Wanstead,
Matt Bowen,
Brad Bing,
Mike Florio,
Dan Pompey,
Zach Zegman,
Jeff Joniak,
and more.
This is our team.
There's no need to go anywhere else for your Bears fix.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's home for Bears.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
To print documents in corporate America is a real big expense. Some of our top customers spend north of $1 million every year. We help our clients manage what they have better, faster, for far less. We bring them visibility to the expense, to the redundancies. They're consistently shocked when they see what they're spending and how much they're printing. Customers renew with us because we do exactly what we say we're going to do. That's brilliance in the basics. That's what we're all about. One of the things that I like about doing business with American Chartered Bank is they get it. They're business people. They're entrepreneurs like me. I feel I'm working with someone that understands what it takes to build a business. I'm Frank Gasparri, CEO of Flexprint.
American Chartered works for Flexprint and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral